Our hometown is giving a former mayor his last hurrah today. Kevin White ran Boston from 1968 to 84. He's being lauded as a visionary who launched a waterfront building boom that was copied around the country. He's also being criticized for not doing more to help the city through one of its worst chapters, forced busing. But before that, Kevin White was applauded for something he did on April 5th, 1968. It was the day after Martin Luther King Jr. was killed. Riots had broken out across the country. There was unrest in the Roxbury section of Boston. Soul singer James Brown was scheduled to play at the old Boston Garden. Some city officials wanted to cancel. But a young African-American city councilman, Tom Atkins, proposed televising the concert live. Mayor White convinced a local station to do just that, overcoming non-compete issues. Reporter Michael May tells the story.
Music journalist Tom Vickers was one of the few white people with a ticket to the James Brown concert that night. He was 18 years old at the time. He grew up in Boston and was a huge fan of R&B. He was well aware of just how much tension there was between whites and blacks in the city. For the most part, whites stayed in South Boston, and blacks stayed in a neighborhood called Roxbury.
If you were a black person and you were found on the streets of South Boston, you were lucky to escape alive. The inverse was true. If you were a white person walking the streets of Roxbury, there was danger. You know, you could feel it. It was palpable.
The tension had been escalating in the mid-60s as the city began to desegregate its public schools. The mayoral race in 1967 pitted a liberal reformer, Kevin White, against Louise Day Hicks, an opponent of desegregation. Hicks ran under the evasive slogan, "You know where I stand." White won the race by less than 12,000 votes. So Boston's race relations were already on a short fuse when Martin Luther King was shot and killed on April 4, 1968. Riots broke out across the country, and some feared Boston would be next. Tom Vickers remembered there was some rioting in Roxbury Friday night that was quickly stopped.
Yet there was this ongoing fear that there would be mass rioting in Boston, that, you know, the African-American community would spread into these various communities in Boston and just tear up the place.
In fact, city leaders were terrified that the James Brown concert would bring the violence right into the heart of downtown. Mayor Kevin White and Boston's first black city council member, Thomas Atkins, debated whether or not to cancel the concert. They talked about the decision in a VH1 documentary. Mayor Kevin White speaks first.
His concert, we thought, might bring as many as 15 or 20,000 black people from the community, particularly young people, into the city. It just had too much emotion in it not to decide whether that would be a problem.
And I said, "Kevin, you are doing exactly the wrong thing. If the word gets out in the black community that the city would not let James Brown come to town and perform, in the wake of King's assassination," I said, "all hell will break loose."
The city had only a few hours to find a compromise. Meanwhile, Tom Vickers went to a somber memorial for Dr. King that afternoon in Government Center near downtown. Afterwards, he went to the Boston Garden and asked a large Irish policeman if the show was still going to happen.
And he said, "Yeah, it's going to happen, but if I were you, I'd just turn in your tickets and get a refund." And I said, "Well, if the show's going to happen, why would I want to do that?" And he said, "Well, it could be a little edgy here tonight, and here's the good news. They're going to broadcast the entire show."
The mayor held a press conference to encourage people to stay home and watch it in the safety of their living room.
Give another round of applause for James Brown.
That night, around 9 p.m., James Brown walked on stage, and Mayor White was by his side. White addressed the crowd of around 2,000 and the row of television cameras.
"Now, I'm here tonight, like all of you, to listen to James. But I'm also here to ask for your help. I'm here to ask you to stay with me as your mayor, and to make Dr. King's dreams a reality in Boston. This is our city, and its future is in our hands. Tonight, tomorrow, and the days that follow. So So all I ask you tonight is this. Pledge that no matter what any other community might do, we in Boston will honor Dr. King in peace. Thank you.
And with that, James Brown, dressed in all black, grabs the microphone and takes over.
I want you to know. Ain't no sin, because I'm acting with my friend. Come on, help me now.
Then, just as James Brown dons his golden cape, a young man jumps on stage, and in an instant, a white police officer rushes in and throws the man back into the audience.
Wait a minute.
It looks like the beginning of a riot that the entire city of Boston will witness on TV. Brown tells the police officers to let him handle it, and he shakes hands with another teenager who's jumped on stage.
We're black. Don't make us all look bad. Let me finish doing this show. Don't make sense. Now, I asked the police to step back because I figured I could get some respect for my own people. And all we together win.
That night, there was rioting in over 100 U.S. cities. Dozens of people were killed. Huge areas of Newark, Detroit, and Washington, D.C. went up in flames. But Boston remained quiet. People stayed inside their homes, captivated by the James Brown Show.
Our story on the day the late Kevin White and James Brown saved Boston was produced by Michael May.